What's going on, people? Y'all know what time it is. Another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast. And you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple. Oh, this is the wrong part. My bad. It's your boy, Young Crazy. I'm going to holler at y'all.
You still got to let them know. Everywhere. Apple. Fucking Pandora. They love us over there. It's your girl, Jers.
You already know the vibes. It's your boy, Mr. Bell, a.k.a. Captain Hater, a.k.a. Can't say your name up on this pod. Might not fuck with you tomorrow. But shit, how y'all doing?
Chilling.
You living, my boy.
Fucking how
you
chilling. Doing? He all right, I guess. I mean, look at him. He over there preoccupied and shit. He's supposed to be running the episode.
Nah, I feel it. Everybody need time to themselves.
I feel it. I'm on the same kit.
Can a nigga sneeze? Damn, bro. Like, a nigga had to sneeze. Nigga had to run to the bathroom, get some toilet paper, bro. Nigga, I can't have snot rolling down my nose doing the vibe.
Yeah, bro. You can't. That's not a good look on camera. If y'all step in the beard and shit, we don't need that.
It looks wild. You feel me? So, I think just went sneeze, got some toilet paper. My bad.
You good, but he had just asked you a question. It was like, well, damn. Now we gotta.
My fault. It is what it is.
Look, anybody listening can see you. If they listening, y'all better be listening. Like, share, tell a damn friend.
There's people, when they see this on YouTube, I went to the bathroom because a nigga. Sadness is real. It's springtime. Like,
yeah. Look, I done came and went through my sick phase down here. Now I'm ready for sundresses in summertime.
Yeah, I love sundresses.
Trying to schedule this wax appointment. Y'all bugging with this weather.
I love sundresses. That's neither here nor there. We got eggs, Jers. We also got an eggs. We get, to the eggs, Jers first. I seen this from Omarion. What are you trying to attract?
He is. What do I try to attract in my life?
What are you trying to attract in your life?
Oh, peace. Peace. I don't even need, some people strive for control. And yes, you want money because you need that shit to handle what you got to handle as an adult. But, needing it is I put a lot of emphasis on the word need when people tell me that shit. Because it's like, is it required for what it is you want to accomplish? No. I feel like that's different. But personally, I'm striving for peace. I just need some form of sanity in all the fuckery that goes on. Like, because there's a lot of shit to be happening that ain't even in my control, bro. And I'm just like, I'm very much in my, there's got to be a reason for this kind of shit phase right now. So just give me peace. Let the decisions be what they got to be. But let me find a reason for this to be what it's got to be, if that's what it got to be.
All right, Quay, what are you trying to attract in life? What are you trying to attract in life?
Oh, man, the opposite of what I got going on. The opposite of track.
The opposite of what I got going on.
Opposites attract. I need a bitch who don't look at her check when the paycheck is. You feel me? She just be swiping her car left and right. I need one of them, it's cool, I got it.
Wow.
I need an opposite, boy.
Hey. I'm trying to attract that. I don't have to look at my bank statements when I swipe. That's what I'm trying.
That part. We trying to attract some followers. Like and share. God damn it, peoples.
What you said. Look. Let me grow these numbers up. Shit.
Help us help y'all. You like the content? Tell somebody.
What'd y'all say?
Like and share it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're attracting followers this season. Good morning, y'all.
Let's get busy. Next age, Jersey. What is something you appreciate so much more as you become older?
Damn. My days off for real. I be trying to be all productive in between.
Girl, what you saying?
I be trying to be all productive. Like, because, again, got shit going on. But it's like, amidst the day off and I have the time to sit for real. It's like I can fucking breathe, bruh. And I just, that's what I be looking forward to. Yeah, I got a lot of shit to do on my day off. But there's going to be a minute in that day. I can stop. I can fucking breathe. And that's... That's it.
All right, cool. Quay?
Any question? What am I,
what's something you appreciate so much more as you become older?
Shit, past experiences. If I tell you what, history ain't gonna repeat itself over here.
There you go.
I went 50-50 with a hoe twice, so I'm not going for that shit a third time.
Okay. Well, this is
it would be like that.
Getting some stuff off his
early. It never should. Can't go 50-50 with no hoe again.
Ooh, again.
Fool me one time. Hey. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
Just be more cautious about your screening process. It's like, if that's the nigga you want to be, he's like, I don't want to be that nigga, though.
Hey. Never
mind. We're going to keep scrolling.
Hey, AKA, if this a competition, you already lost.
Okay, 50. Yeah, I need somebody that's going to go 100% with me. Don't give me... Don't half-bake me.
Give me
100%. Now I know what you're talking about. Give me 100% effort. Don't put your toe in the water just to check it to see what you're gonna do, and then you won't put your foot in sometimes, and then you won't take it out. Now right. What we doing?
What are we doing?
Hey, we gotta be equally yoked. You gotta match my effort. If you ain't matching my effort, then you wasting my time.
Yeah.
You got to get with it or get lost.
Nope. We ain't doing 50. And look,
don't let me be the one to help you make that decision either. Mm-hmm.
No, say it.
You still be waiting.
This guy. For me, as I became older, and we talked about it before, it's underwear and socks for Christmas. That's the first thing I thought about. Underwear and socks Christmas. It's just legit the first thing I thought about. To us, that shit get expensive.
Yeah.
Ask Quag, huh? Quag, I sent the link to the group chat. It involves Sexy Red. It's in the text message group chat.
I saw it.
It involves Sexy Red and Young Miami. Sexy Red said you got 24 hours to respond. She decided to do a little twerk video. Young Miami said, I'm just going to place this here because I still got 24 hours. But we're going to base it off the two videos that is up. Craig, who do you think won?
I can't give Miami the win off posting an old video. If you hear me? I'm about to see your updated results. Before I, you know, I ain't gonna lie, Red had me though. You know, I'm a Red fan. Red can do that for me. So I was a fan anyway. But Miami, that motherfucker was clapping, huh? She can't act worth a damn, but she could twerk her ass off.
You ain't shit.
That wasn't necessary.
Leave Carisha to her bag.
I will stand on that every chance I get. She got up there and wasted our time. And you know what? I thought the show was bad. I mean, I didn't think the show was bad. I just thought it was bad actors. No, it's a bad show.
Ooh, damn.
Okay. Well, I just asked you to pick a twerker, and you just went and took shots for no jerks.
No. I want a third runner to come into there. I want to see Ari step up here and down. You feel me? Shut the whole room down.
Ari came through on that money bag, yo joint. They had the whole, they had the internet going crazy. own
boy own thing. Indeed.
And the person she didn't call out, she didn't call out me. And you know, that's the person you don't want to call out.
Love to see it. It's kind of move a little different now. She got that Pilates body rocking at the moment. So
there's people you don't want to call out, Jersey. Who you think won? Come on, Jersey, be real. You be in the circle twerking with your homegirls.
I do be in the circle twerking with my own girls. I'm giving Miami to win. I don't care that it's an old video. But I give Sexy Red hella cool points though, because it shook more than I thought it would. She looked kind of thin to me. Oh my God, she just dropped that baby too. So
I think I'm going with Sexy. And I thought when I seen the headline, I figured I was gonna go with Young Miami. But early, I'm going with Sexy. Sexy did a thing. Then I do have the right to come back and change my mind if Young Miami decides to drop a different video. I feel like that's where, you know what I'm saying? But
I would like to see Ari step into the chat room though, now that y'all said it. So
they don't want the smoke. They don't want the smoke. Not with Ari and Meg. They don't want it's too big.
Shoot, Lotto can step into the group chat too if she wants the smoke.
This is true.
She's busy. She out there doing rich bitch shit. I'm proud of her right now. Shout out to Lotto.
I seen what was it? Billboard Awards or somewhere she performed with TLC and doing waterfalls or whatnot. It was dope.
Yeah, they could have taught her them little dance moves. It just kind of looked like she was standing there for a minute. But it was good to see her on stage. It was good for her to have the opportunity. Again, very proud of her right now.
It did give last minute, hey, why don't we do something different? Somebody cancel, let's swing. But I still think it was good. You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah. It was just like, oh, she's backstage too. Do you know this verse?
Very much so. All right, trying to get into the entertainment news. Craig, I know you didn't listen, so you could be excluded from this conversation unless you want to get I already know. Beyonce, Queen B dropped a country album. Cowboy Carter, I think Act One, Act Two. This project is very long. It's very long.
I'm saying that.
But Jerks, what do you think of the album?
I'm gonna die a Beyonce fan. I don't care. It was very much a Beyonce album. One thing I was looking for when approaching a Beyonce country album was her riffs and runs. One thing about Beyonce, if she gonna sing a fucking song, she gonna sing a fucking song. Mm-hmm. And so her harmonies be on point. Like, they just be real deep and hollow because she puts that extra effort into that kind of thing. Her art, as she calls it, and I'm for it. But it was a banger. I enjoyed every piece of that. Love the Dolly Parton. When we say love the Willie Nelson. That drum with Miley Cyrus got points for me. Shout out to Shaboozy. Did a lot of work on B's album. He's a black country album artist. Love him. I think Tanner Adele is the girl's name.
Mm-hmm.
Who the female country artist who jumped on there too. Very proud of that. Felt her roots out there. But she's at least, when she's attempted that in her project, she's always had a good connection to her roots to me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if there was anything else important I wanted to say. I'm a little questionable about the album cover choice at first, though. I will say that. Like, if I got to make any negative comment about it, I'm just like, oh. I mean, very much here for her on the horse. That's clearly the theme through through the acts. But it was, a rodeo-fashioned kind of thing. The American flag is always going to throw me for a run anywhere because America.
Okay.
You're from Texas.
This ain't up. You talked about the Miley Cyrus joint. It was good. The Willie Nelson, like Willie Nelson said, hey, if you don't like your song, go get you a jukebox. You feel me? You can skedaddle, whatever the word is. You know what I'm saying?
I'd also like to point out it's 2024. Where the fuck are you gonna find a jukebox? He said go find something else to do with your time. Like
you can still find jukeboxes at the bar. at the bowling alley, depending on what bar you go to. Jukebox is still a thing.
That's the electric music selection device. We all know the one with the Bluetooth and shit. Yeah, that's the 2024. Wait, he said, go on, find something better to do with your time. Go find a jukebox. Get you a nickel.
He came through with his change. Right. I do want to shout out the now I gotta find it. The Levi's jeans with Post Malone.
Oh yeah. I was like, okay, Post Malone.
He came through.
He fucks with you. I was like, damn.
The thing with the Post Malone verse was it wasn't like it was spectacular lyrically, but it did what it was supposed to do on the song.
What it was supposed to do, yes.
Cause it's real.
He said do this, and that's what he did.
He came through. He came through, found the rhythm, killed it. Like he did exactly what it was supposed to do. And also, the joint for me, it's just me personally, was the spaghetti joint.
Spaghetti was a banger, and so spaghetti. It's
silent. Man, when I yeah, true. When I'm listening to the song, and then Emma, that spaghetti joint came on, and I heard Swiss Beats come through. I said, oh. They ready to do something with this one. And they did not disappoint. They did not disappoint. Jersey.
They did not disappoint.
One out of ten. What you give
it? Ooh. I'm gonna give it a 9. I don't like a whole lot of country albums. It is very much a Beyonce album, and it'll be on the playlist for the springtime, summertime playlist. This is
I give it. I'm not a country dude. I be in and out of the country. I'm not gonna lie. My son, when I played the first like 6 songs in the car, my son was like, "Bro, do we gotta listen to this? Can you cut this off?"
A real one.
I'm like, "Bro, chill. We're not gonna be disrespectful. We're gonna listen to
Beyonce. Don't do credits, thing. Damn it.
You
don't
me
know. Credit. He wasn't there from the jumpy jump."
He young. He only 10. He don't listen to country. But chill. But you even say nothing. Chill. Let me give Matt. I'm gonna go with.
I'm just saying he being raised right.
Chill. I'm gonna give it an 8. Only reason it ain't like a 9 because it's long. I know it's like Act 1 and Act 2, but it's long.
It's okay. You got a short attention span, Q.
Jerks, 27 songs?
Yeah. Chris Brown album got like 35.
And I'll be taking points away from Chris Brown albums because they be long as hell.
What you mean? Give me all the content because I'm not waiting 6 years for another Beyonce album.
Listen.
I'm not. She said I'm going to put out all the country songs I came up with in one shot.
Man, she could have split this up. So I'm going to give it an 8.
And this is only 2 out of 3 albums. We're expecting another one in the nearby future.
Oh, Lord. I'm just going to fucking be 40. Jesus.
Look, how long was Renaissance? I don't think Renaissance was that long. Hold on. I'm about to look for it.
So Renaissance didn't do it for me because, like, I wanted to listen to this one because it was a country album, and I wanted to hear what it. So I ain't Renaissance is just kind of like it played in the background. Like it's when I actually listened to with intentions.
I am excited to see which songs I hear in public.
Sweet Honey Bumpkin, or whatever.
Yeah, Sweet Honey Bumpkin was good.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah, Renaissance has 16 songs.
Yeah,
so she pretty much doubled it for the country album.
Which is
damn.
Did 16 on that one, then added another album on top of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
So long, but like I said, I give it an 8.
An album and a mixtape.
Come on, she dropped an album and two EPs on the same joint.
An album and two EPs.
It's long. It's long. Quag, I will open the floor to Quag, but I already know you're gonna say something disrespectful. And I kinda wanna use this as a clip so we can promote the Beyonce, so we can promote our shit. Really? I'm not even gonna let you know. Just go allow your negativity to seep through.
That's what's up.
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I'll listen to it after I listen to Renaissance.
Like I said, enough negativity.
Yeah, I figured that. It's better than what I thought.
Shout out to Tavion for being raised right. That's all I'm saying. He didn't want to hear that crap. Tavion, I told you to turn that crap off. You come out be respectful.
He don't know. He's young. He don't know no better.
He's young. He don't know.
Just because that's the first album you ever bought don't mean nothing to him.
First off, it's not Beyonce that I bought. It's that my aunt bought. And it was S Club 7. It wasn't. That was my album my mama bought.
Boy.
Oh, your mama bought it? My bad.
My mama bought B-Day. My aunt, first album I got was S Club 7.
Wow.
Oh, speaking of which, real quick, throwback. I want to shout somebody out because he gets a little shade because, you know, what he does on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. But early Lil Scrappy.
Oh, I thought you was going to shout out Stevie J, nigga. I was about to say.
Yo, you saw my face drop.
No, chill. Oh, not Stevie J. But Stevie J do got some joints he produced. We not going to be disrespectful. He does do that. We got to separate the man from him and his Jocelyn and whatever else he does on that situation. But I was talking about Lil Scrappy. Early Lil Scrappy, like Money in the Bank, Head Buster, what he did on the Trillville, you know, Get on My Level.
Like, The Crime Mob
shit. Early Lil Scrappy was a vibe. Early Lil Scrappy was dope. I'm not saying Feline made me feel like I was from Atlanta. Motherfucker went.
Ooh, I felt like I was from Atlanta.
It gave you that, like, proud. It made you proud of your city, even though you went from Atlanta. It gave you a vibe. Early Lil Scrappy needs more credit. That's all I'm saying. I just wanted to get that off. I went into, George, you talked about you went through a whole Beyonce day. You was listening to B all day. I listened to the Trillville song. I was like, bro, let me go listen to some Lil Scrappy. And then next thing I know, man,
playlist on. I'm telling you, man. To hear new stuff from artists we grew up on. But it's like, you know, you got to keep up with what's going on.
True. Yeah, man, I just want to shout out Lil Scrappy. Speaking of Atlanta, it's been a little falling out about the continuing falling out about the Kendrick Lamar diss on the Drake, dissing Drake and J. Cole. And the main thing I want to talk about is, so supposedly Metro Boomin's stuff got hacked. And it was a bunch of Toronto numbers that was calling him days before the album dropped. A bunch of them. Then his stuff got hacked. People are blaming it on Drake. Also, in the aftermath, Drake had a verse on I forgot the artist's name, but he had a verse on his artist's album, and the verse got pulled.
Because we don't want the beef with Kendrick.
Well, I don't think he want the not the beef. He just pulled the verse that was already done. He pulled the verse
also,
that was already.
Have we heard the verse? Did it have anything to say about Kendrick?
Nah, it was very much could have been. Nah, it was pre beef. It was just like a pre beef song. And then also Chubbs, Drake's right hand man, told Kendrick, "We know you got a diss record. Go on and release the diss record. You don't want Drake to get active." So I put it all out here. Let y'all respond to it. Do y'all think Kendrick already got the diss record? Do you believe Drake is the one who set up the hacking? And does Drake wow for pulling back a feature that was already done? I'm going to find this artist for y'all. Go ahead, Jersh.
Maybe Drake pulled the verse because, you know, maybe he thought everyone would take it as his response and didn't correlate. It's like, this the next thing I'm going to release got to be something in response. We're going to pull this back first. I would hope that was the business mind on Drake.
The artist's name is BFD, the Pac-Man.
I don't know him. He sound young.
Oh, the fat nigga. Nah, that's the fat nigga. They be
BFB, the Pac-Man, not BFD. My
bad. Okay. Yeah. One of them, I think he might do have to rewrite that then. He might finna send a verse back to him.
Album's already out. The album released. So yeah, it was, they were releasing it, obviously, because the way we live.
It is a remix, yeah.
But my bad, Jarvis, go ahead. I didn't even cut you off.
No, you good. And then what was the other part of the question?
Chubb said Kendrick already got the diss record.
The next one, or he told him to drop this one?
Drop the one he got. Like, he got a full diss record, not a verse. And also, Chubb.
I'm excited for that. I'm always excited to see some Kendrick shit. He gonna say whatever the fuck he wants. So I'm very much in for that. Like, as far as Kendrick's rap career goes, I heard so many beef, you know, response verses out of him. So to get a full diss record, will we know where it's at, where it's going? I'm ready for it. I want the beef. I want the drama. I want the extra. I ain't never that nigga when it come to music as far as wanting the beef and the extra. To give me the beef, the pork, and the chicken, my nigga.
I feel it. Who? I don't know if we discussed this last week. Who do you want to respond to Kendrick more? Drake or Cole?
I think Cole would have the better response, but we're all just waiting to see what Drake's gonna say. Cole don't give a fuck about this bullshit. That's why I ain't say nothing yet. Like, we was complimenting you. You don't like it? Cool. I'm gonna play with my kids, ball out in the backyard.
All right. Quay, what you think? And you know, like I said, Chubb said Kendrick already got the app, the disc ready. Drake pulling the feature. Not alleged hack, because he got hacked. Metro Boomin got hacked. But it was, you know, do you think it was Drake? Come on, bro. Be real.
I'm saying the hacking shit, Drake has something to do with that. I mean, he could have. I mean, who cares? When he tried to go and delete the whole album, try to get the album deleted first. Yeah. Who cares? What I do care about is Drake is on tour right now, and I think this nigga is losing his mind. You already losing the battle. This nigga is losing his mind. You got to do something when you're losing. You pull a feature, you shoot at Travis Scott floating head. Then you gotta do something when you lose. I was about to say what Travis Scott gotta do with this, but I know exactly
I could tell you. It was a Travis Scott performance. Future Metro Boomin was out there.
Yeah, and he was trying to get them to play the song.
And then they played the song. So
No. They didn't play that one. They didn't play that one. They didn't play the dish.
Yes, they did.
You got to go back and listen to it. He's up or he's like, nah, don't play that one. Play the, and he does the beat. And he's like, not yet.
Nah. Future was on the verse, rapping his verse.
They didn't play the Kendrick part then. That was the part.
They didn't play the Kendrick part. They did.
Yeah, that's the part. They didn't care about it until that part came out.
But I'm saying, you telling them to play the record that I'm dissed on?
And you just on the Drake album? And I was just on the Travis Scott album?
Come on. Also, Quay, LeBron and Drake, like his. LeBron was recorded at a pregame workout rapping word by word, bar by bar of the Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's catchy. I mean, like I said last week, it is catchy. It's catchy. It's a good verse, but I'm discounting the verse because it's coming from Kendrick.
Damn.
I feel LeBron rapping it up because ain't no big three, nigga. It's just me. Y'all keep referring me to Jordan, nigga. And I feel it in his head. Like, I can see why it is. I'm just saying, bro. In his head, I could see why
it hit different.
When it applied.
If I'm LeBron, I could relate. Nigga, ain't no big three, nigga. It's just big me. I can feel it if I'm LeBron. I'm just saying it hit different for him.
Hit 'em up hit different. If you not Biggie, you hear me? If you not Diddy.
Nah, yeah, but it ain't the same.
It applies.
You can, LeBron can relate to somebody saying, I'm the GOAT. I'm the best. Y'all ain't fucking with me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it didn't necessarily have to have anything to do with Drake. It was a relatable part in a popular song.
That's what it was. He can relate to it. He can feel it. I feel it. But at the same time, if I'm Drake, I got a bunch of pictures of me and you. You know what I'm saying? You got your arm around me. I'm looking like the perfect
When that response hit, but he coming for everybody. The King, he coming from Kung Fu Kenny. Mm. He coming from Clairvoyant. Damn the train station. He coming from all them niggas, boy. Fuck it, he might just snap at Cole at this point to get his point across.
Nah, he ain't snapping at Cole.
Not to get his point across.
He ain't snapping at Cole. He's not.
This nigga's on tour. This nigga's on tour losing his mind. Have y'all not seen the clips?
Bro, he's on tour with Cole. Cole's doing some of them dates. So, nah, he ain't crazy.
You got to do what you got to do.
I don't know if the Cole part might be done. I know he was on. Like,
did Dreamville Fest happen yet? I think that's next week.
Not yet. It's coming up. Because 50 Cent just got added to Dreamville Fest.
Yeah, Chris Brown's performing. SZA's performing. It's the only place in the world I want to be.
I'm glad you said SZA. I'm glad you said SZA. SZA is the headliner for the motherfucking Jack Harlow Fest or whatever the fuck it's called.
The gazebo. She's headlining for Saturday.
She's headlining the first night. He's headlining the second night. What I'm saying is, why the fuck y'all charging so much? And y'all want people to come see y'all?
Dude, SZA just won back-to-back.
What I'm saying is...
You know how much musical festivals cost?
Why are y'all charging so much for some shit that people want to come shoot up? You know what I'm saying? The shooters can't afford to get in there. Calm the fuck down.
They trying to keep the niggas out.
I was surprised.
Yeah, no. I know what they doing. No. Stop that. Let this one get shot up so the next one will be cheaper. God damn.
No, they gotta go get their money first. You gotta let the folks get comfortable, then the prices will go down.
Man, ain't nobody.
This ain't your year, big dog.
What are you talking about, bro? Music festivals cost a lot because you get a bunch of artists. It was fun. As it had been. I gotta pay, if I'm Jack, I gotta pay for all these orders.
Nigga, I fuck around and looked up ticket pricing to go see Chris Brown in June. Mm. And the seats I want, the seats I deserve, like $800. Mm. And I don't want to put up $800 for this ticket. I don't got $800 to put up for this ticket, first of all. But
Eight
is well. Better come with a little after party motion, something. Because
eight is well, but I mean, you gotta
get an outfit for it. I gotta get two. Mind you, to see him in June, I gotta be in Jersey to see him. So I gotta get to Jersey, get the outfit for the. No, I'm gonna get some t-shirt. You know, I'm gonna get a t-shirt, nigga. It's $50.
You gonna get the picture? Pay the extra five for the picture.
Do I feel like waiting in that line? That's the question.
And you got the bread, because you ain't even got the eight. So what are we talking about?
You're right. Let me sit the fuck back.
Sometimes me and Big Sis Big Sis has this statement. Sometimes you just need to be in the building.
Sometimes you just need to be in the building. I'm going to see him. Fuck that. I got to be here.
Nah, let me tell you something. I went to the New Edition car. I know we'll get back to Drake and them in a minute, y'all, because I do got another question to ask because we done went here. But I went to go see New Edition and Tank and Guy and Keith Sweat. Yeah. We wasn't on the floor. We was up in the seats. But it was good to be in the building. Because them songs still hit the same.
But them floor seats hit different. I ain't gonna hold you. They do.
When you got the bread.
Floor seats hit so much different. Yeah, when you got the bread. That's why I'm like, yo, I don't want to put up no money for a concert if I can't afford the floor seats. And I really want a floor seat. It's like the 10th row in on the floor, bro. It'd be like 16 rows in each square on the floor, depending on how big your stadium is. But 10th row, I'll take it. Because you can see me from there. You know I'm wearing something extra. I'm tall. I damn near glow in the dark.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said
well,
that.
Hold on. Are you really like glow in the dark, Ty? I don't think you like glow in the dark.
I'm pale right now. You glow in the dark. Light skin.
Stop telling people that. You not light skin. Stop trying to get that out.
I mean, I'm definitely lighter than some people I know. I'm definitely not as. What you saying?
Hey,
like, I'm not white.
I'm gonna repeat the words that you just said. I listen to the pod. Shout out to Act Accordingly. I listen to the pod. They got something cooking over there. What I'm gonna say is, stop telling people that you high yellow because you're not.
Depending on the angle, you can see my ass. I ain't gonna hold you,
Jerk. Look, Jerk, if your ass is high yellow and the rest of your body is not, we need to have a discussion about why your ass is high yellow and the rest of your body is not.
Pale in places, y'all. Jerk. That's why I miss the sun.
Listen, Quay called me and said, Jerk is telling people she's high yellow again. And he said again, because you just trying to get that out. You just trying to get this off before. And I feel like we addressed this
before. I've always been referred to as the high yellow friend, though. I've had higher yellow friends. I'm going to hold you.
I don't understand why. I'm confused. Jerk, it's nothing wrong with being caramel. It's nothing wrong with that.
All right, then I need another term for caramel. Then what can I remember that's as catchy as high yellow? Because that's what it is. It just flows with how I be talking.
Caramel is not catchy. Everybody eat caramel. Well, not everybody. So no. Most people eat caramel. Just what's wrong with caramel?
Nothing's wrong with it. I'm just gonna find a better term for it. I'm thinking
my dog. Judge, you my dog, but I'm with Pat.
Caramel mocha latte is too long. I don't want to say all that.
Jerk, stop doing the high yellow shit. I feel like this should be the last time. Matter of fact, the next time y'all do from my perspective, I feel like you should come with a public apology. Because you're not high yellow.
They do Act Accordingly, my boy. What? That liquor hitting over.
You said come on and apologize.
I think she should. What I said, she should come on and apologize on the next apology.
You said on for my perspective. Shout out for my perspective, by the way.
Shout out for my perspective, yes.
Hey, bro, I shout out my girl. I do so many pods, bro. It's just stories. They started running. The next time Jers is on Act Accordingly, I think she should act accordingly and apologize to the people.
I'm apologizing, but I'll clarify with a better term.
Clean it up. That's all I'm asking. Because don't be out here perpetrating the fraud.
Wow. There's a first.
It's a second because this is the second time we've had this conversation.
I was gonna say this is the second time. It's the second time.
There's a first on him telling someone, you know, to double back on some shit. Like double back on bullshit. Because
sure. You've been checked on it, but we done talked about it. We done discussed it already. The next time, look, we got to pull you in the office now. You got to get your write-up now. Come on now.
She need to do her own write-up at this point.
Play with your mama.
All I'm saying is, all right, so moving on real quick. I do want to ask y'all, well, Craig, let me ask you. Jack Harlow got the festival in Louisville. Bryson Tiller is going on tour and he's not performing in Louisville. Some people feel a way that he's not performing in Louisville. The reason he gave is some people on social media.
No, who's going on tour, you said?
Bryson Tiller.
Wow.
All right, bro. Don't be a hater. Anyways, the point of the question is.
Yeah, like the music's not that good. Let's just keep it real.
Whoa. All right. Fuck the question. Have you heard the new shit?
I didn't know it was new shit. That's what I'm telling you. All right,
bro. If you not go actually listen to Bryson Tiller, don't come back with the music ain't that good. How would you know? You ain't listening.
I have listened to Bryson Tiller. I listened to the first two albums 6 years ago. You hear me?
What you mean?
More than six. It's wild. It was more than six.
And what you mean the first album wasn't good?
First two. I'm not saying I didn't say the first one wasn't good. I'm just saying his music in general, if you take it in the totality, it's part. It's high at best. At best, it's high. Wow. Y'all support that nigga because he's from the city. The music's good.
Talented. I like his music.
High at best. Wow. And then on top of it, you get it every now and then. It's the same. It's the Kendrick argument for me. I mean,
who? What? Okay, you say that. But what artists do you know that really drop? Because like every year now.
I'm not even saying that it's every year. I'm saying it's artists that drop every year with good shit. It's artists that drop twice a year with good shit.
It's not. My point is, bigger artists don't drop twice a year. A lot of them don't drop every year. They drop every year.
But his point was Bryson music not good enough for him to just be dropping shit every now and again. Like, you need to be on. Is that what I heard? Because it felt like what I heard.
You did, but even then, I don't even think he want to be good enough. I think he just want to damn make enough money to provide for his family. He be on Instagram taking his kids to school. I feel that. Music ain't a priority to me. So, I mean, and the music I put out ain't even all that. So, what are we saying?
This nigga gets on this pod and says anything, but like,
I just don't, bro. I ain't never saw. I mean, I done heard the music. I know what y'all see. I just don't see it. I get what everybody feels. I'm just not feeling it.
All right, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, insight like that could be why his fan base isn't, you know, what it is.
When they wrong, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I don't know. I think Bryce still jumps. The question was going to be, do you think he's wrong for not performing in the city? Because he wants them to put up a static major, you know, hometown poster like they got everybody else. That was the question.
Your music is not smacking enough for you to be calling shots like that. Come on now.
But don't you think with more hometown support, he would be?
Why don't you perform home and use the proceeds to get the picture put up? Because it costs money, nigga. That his family don't have. We done already had this discussion. You know these white folks? Come on now. What we talking about? Come on, B. You from here. Ain't that what we talking about? You from here? You doing the same thing the Raptors did. Shit. We could do a little something if we open up the doors and let some niggas in. Well, let's not let the niggas in. Come on, man. What are we talking about? You got the bread? I forgot. You trying to take care of your family, like I just said, you know. Priorities. Ain't that one of his songs? Priorities. He got them straight.
Okay, then. Enough said. Moving on. Go back to Drake, because the hate. Bryson as well. They coming out with a lottery ticket too. Bow Wow announced. Are y'all interested? I really believe it's an April Fool's joke, but I mean, I might be wrong.
I'm thinking it's just an April Fool's joke. If the internet makes enough snuff about it, I'm pretty sure they would do it. But is it a continuation, or does somebody else from the hood win the lottery?
That's a good question.
I ain't gonna hold you. I got 3 lottery tickets in my bag that I haven't even looked at yet. Like, I could be, y'all laughing. I could be.
I'm not laughing at you at all. I've been through a couple different scratch offs this month, and I'm not a scratch off person. I keep running into numbers. I need to play them.
Powerballs.
Yeah, I know. I've been running into some numbers. I need to start fucking playing them.
I ain't gonna lie. I need to check because my uncle plays the lottery app. And we did a family pot, and he sends it to me. And I'm like, bro, you the one that checks this stuff. Why are you sending it to me? But
I can be a billionaire right now. Actually, you know what?
And I ain't telling a soul.
I'm going to let you. Let me get this off real quick. First of all, I would go see a second lottery ticket because I saw it the first one 3 times in a weekend. Not even going to hold you. Yes.
Opportunity. Go see lottery ticket 2-3 times in a weekend.
Hey, it was one of them. What you doing tonight? Nothing. You went like going to the movie? Sure. What you want to go see? You seen Roddy?
No.
Nah, you on Jarvis level now, bro? You on Jarvis level now, bro? What are we talking about?
Let me explain.
It was one of them. You seen Lottery Ticket yet? Nah, fuck it. Let's go.
That don't even make sense.
Let me explain, y'all.
Niggas just do anything on these birds.
The first time, my homeboy, I stayed the night at their crib. It was like, yo, let's go to the movies. There's going to be some shorties. So we went and picked up the shorties. We went and seen the movie. Double day action, you feel me? Second time, I had my own little situation. You know, a dolo mission. I was like, let's go see Lottery Ticket. We went and seen it, you know, but, you know, we wasn't worried about the movie. Third time, my mama wanted to go see it. So, you know, I love my mama. So I took her to the movie. But like I said, I had other plans. So I had a little shorty waiting upstairs for me. So you feel me? So I was like, all right, you sit down here, watch the movie. I'm going to be up here watching. That's all it was. You know, just mission time. That's all.
Regardless of the fact. You went to see Lottery Ticket 3 times. And the second time, you knew you weren't going to watch it because you was on a solo mission. So you could have picked any other movie at the time, because I'm pretty sure Lottery Ticket wasn't the only movie that was out. But you chose to go to Lottery Ticket again, knowing you seen it the first time. You on a level of jerks. You don't like Bryson Tiller, but you went to see Lottery Ticket 3 times in a week. Fuck all that.
I think Bryson Tiller might have seen it 3 times in a weekend too. Shit, the way his music sounds.
Bro, you can disrespect Bryson Tiller all you want to. That ain't, it's neither here nor there. Things is just different. Lottery ticket. Jarvis, would you see a lottery ticket too?
I might. I would, just to see what happens. Just to see what they do with it.
Why are we lying on these podcasts?
I'm not asking for it. Look, listen. I'm not asking for a lottery ticket too. Not at all, under any circumstance. If it happened, I'm going to see it, though, just to see what the fuck they did. Like, y'all really put together some money to make that shit happen. Let's see what you did. I'll do like a, what's his name? Brandon T.
Jackson?
There we go.
Oh, they got him. They already got him.
I do like him. I wish they would give him more work. I saw his, like, stand-up. He put the dress on. It was good, too.
He put the dress on. It's too late for him.
No, he's funny. He can come back. He need to hook up with the Wayans. You need to hook up with the Wayans. I think they need to put out more projects too. You know, Marlon gonna make his money anytime he put his name on something. Good for him.
They do their thing. They do definitely.
They do their thing. I love to see more of them in entertainment for real.
Lottery ticket. Jers, nobody wants to see Lottery Ticket too. Nobody wants to see this.
Again, I am not asking for it. But if it happens, I'll support.
I would prefer to see Roll Bounce too before I see a Lottery Ticket too.
Yes, absolutely. That I will ask for.
Yes. Like Bow Wow was involved, that's why I said it. But Roll Bounce was a good movie. Lottery Ticket too looks like, I mean, it's cool. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't too worthy. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like it had a good ending. Goofinger came up, gave back this community. It was a completion ending kind of movie. It did not require a second anymore.
Well, guess who didn't win the lottery, guys?
Damn, sorry, big dog. Bro, I wouldn't tell nobody though. I wouldn't. If I won right now.
Oh no, I already said it yesterday. When I bought the tickets, I told the lady, I said, look, if I win, I'm coming back. I'm gonna give you a little stack. And that's the end of me. Y'all ain't never gonna see me again. It's OVs.
Yeah, nah, I ain't. My closest people, like my family will know. I mean, I would tell y'all.
Maybe that's why I ain't win it, because Lord know I'm gonna be a little selfish with it. Just at the beginning. Let me adjust to the lifestyle I'd like to adjust to. and then I'll do good.
Yeah, I would, you know, I would tell my close people every day, everybody else knowing I'm winning the lottery.
No, y'all gonna be in the group text. The group text is not gonna be getting hit back. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm off the grid. You see me? Have y'all heard from? Look, because you already know that's how they gonna come. They eventually gonna get to the podcast members. Have y'all heard from him?
No. I mean, hey, y'all could tell him y'all heard from me. Hey, it is what it is. Y'all heard from me. They can't. You feel me? That's just what it boils down to.
Man.
I mean, hey, not everybody can reach me. I'm coming out with a different number, and only certain people gonna have it. Speaking of going off the grid, Lizzo said that she made the law reports talking about she was quitting, and everybody assumed she was quitting hip hop. What she cleared it up to say was she was quitting negativity. George, you said yes, but you read the first Instagram
because that's
post.
What she says. Because that's what she says. But it's also what I heard in the secondary video.
But the original post read like she was quitting hip hop. So everybody assumed she was quitting hip hop. George, you are, we talk about Lizzo a lot on this podcast. Well, not a lot, but often enough.
We talk about Lizzo when she come up in the news.
My bad. That drink starting to hit me. My bad. I heard.
Oh my God. Why are we like this? Fucking damn, I lost my whole train of thought, y'all. Lizzo, we was talking about Lizzo.
Come on,
Greg. I ain't got nothing for her, man. Shit. I mean, either way, hey, she would know by now how to let shit hit her and roll off her back. You feel me? He's big enough. The thing by now, after all the fat jokes, she would know. Yo. So I ain't gonna lie, like I fuck with Lizzo music. I got this homeboy. He ended that shit, so he put me on that shit, and I was like, oh, okay, I see what you hear. You feel me? I don't necessarily care for it, but I see the vision. Yeah. Nigga, negativity go.
All right, what's next?
Huh?
You cut out a little bit. What you say?
She been fat all her life. Basically, is all I'm saying.
What was the internet's reaction to this quote unquote quitting hip hop thing? Because I remember now when you said it, I had to question myself. Are we describing her music as hip hop? Or something's just kind of like pop music.
Yeah, I feel like I just listen to this hip hop. You're right. She is pop. You right.
Yeah, like that doesn't breathe. Yeah, that's what I was paused on at the first hearing of what happened. Hip hop. Oh. Didn't know that's what we were doing. But as far as her quitting negativity, good for her refocusing. She honestly could have just, you know, done it in peace. That she had to let everybody know what's happening. So now that we know, I hope that works out for you. Uploading soon. Good for you. Stay active on the internet. Go for it.
All right.
Go for it.
Without further ado.
Gallery. You right there.
You said what?
At my gallery.
Right there.
Bro, I have no clue what you just said. This nigga got
we're not doing a review on that microphone, huh?
This nigga got the truck driver headphones on trying to record the podcast. Break up.
The truck driver is just a single mic.
Oh, my bad.
The single mic.
Nigga better come through with the hat out of the year out there. We're with this, with the single mic, my boy.
With the single mic. Turn it.
You talking. We can't hear you.
If you're talking, we can't.
No, bro. Ain't no testicles 1-2 coming through.
Not the testicles.
Bro, I don't. Favorite line when he checked the mic, bro. It's testicles 1-2, 1-2.
3-4.
This nigga, hey, are you still trying?
Look, I guess we're not doing a review on this microphone. Look at
the review on the microphone is you can't do a review.
That's crazy. I done unplugged the mic and everything. The bitch still ain't working.
Now
you, there you go. I hear you now.
Damn. Bugging. I was like, damn, the mic done fucked my phone up.
Damn.
Yeah, today's edition of Hot Thoughts is brought to you by That Gas. What the fuck is called? The Rainbow Skittles or the Rainbow Candy or some shit, you know. Some shit I ain't really, you know. You hear me? It's okay. It ain't my shit, but you know. I get it, I got it, we good. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I really ain't got no hot thought for real. I was just, you know, kicking shit with y'all for real for the time being. But how y'all feel about Arby's?
I've never eaten there.
Hmm?
I've never eaten there. Yeah. Arby's
I fucks with Arby's.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. It's a Simpsons video out there where the one of the twins, the long haired purple girls, I think they're supposed to be like Chinese or something. One of them goes, "I'm so hungry, I could eat at Arby's." Hey, I ain't never seen nothing so motherfucking funny before in my life. Jer, so my question to you is, what would it take for you to have to eat at Arby's?
A vast sum of money. Because maybe it's just because I don't know everything that's on the menu, but it just doesn't appeal to me as, all right, this is where I'm going to head out if I'm picking up food on my way outside. Like, I have no desire to go there. Somebody offered me $10,000 to go, though. I'll pull up at the drive-thru.
What is the hate for Arby's? Man, it ain't just jerks.
It's not a need.
A bunch of people have hate for Arby's. They got chicken sandwiches like everybody else. They got the fish sandwich. I get the roast beef, like the beef and cheddar. You have to actually like roast beef.
That's what they promote having. And I have, it doesn't seem appetizing. Who thinks drive through and thinks a hot roast beef sandwich? Like, just.
Hey, y'all, sure.
Put that cheese. I'm not even gonna hold you, Jerry.
Put that cheese on that mug.
Explain it to me.
Ate it before either. I was legit. I probably like one of the little gatherings, you know, on the weekend. Everybody get together. They 30 sandwiches from Arby's.
Okay, came back with 30 sandwiches from Arby's. Okay, he was breaking out. I had to backtrack it.
Yeah, we had a little get together. The family did, and they just went and grabbed 30 sandwiches from Arby's. When I say I ate 5 of them myself because they were so goddamn good, I'm an Arby's stan. That's just me personally. I ain't got nothing against Arby's.
The real question is, how does your stomach handle that afterwards? Because everything about Arby's also tells me you're going to be chilling on the toilet for a grip after that shit.
I don't, not for real. Arby's don't do that to you.
It's not White Castle's. It's not at all.
It was giving that.
It doesn't do that. I don't understand why.
Arby's is, I ain't gonna hold you. Arby's might be top 7 for real.
Wow.
Top 6. It's up there.
I think I would put it
It's not bad. Arby's got a bad rap because it looked like somebody's vagina. That's the only thing that people can really take away from Arby's. She got the meats.
The slogan is we got the meats, bro. Like,
what I'm saying is Arby's is a delicacy. And if you that hungry that you had to eat Arby's, I guess I'd be a hungry motherfucker because I eat this shit at least once a month.
Wow.
Quay, so what's the five you putting in front of Arby's?
Fast food, just general fast food.
You just talking straight fast food.
For sure, McDonald's. Wendy's is going in there. This is not of no particular order. I'm just naming off.
Yeah.
Five or six ahead. McDonald's, Wendy's. I ain't gonna hold you. The GOAT, Chick-fil-A. This is where it gets tricky for me because I consider it fast food, Pizza Hut.
Okay, if we throw in the pizza places in there.
But no, not just pizza places in general. I feel like fast food pizza, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Little Caesars. That's all fast food.
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking
the national chain brands when I thought pizza places.
Yeah, so, I ain't talking about like no Barno's or that good shit, you know.
Pizza places.
Yeah, pizza. I ain't
grab
talking
that
about
shit and go.
Look, I ain't talking about a slice. I'm talking about, you know, the fast food shit.
Not a pizzeria. Ain't that what they call them? Pizzeria?
Yeah. The rapid fires and shit like that. Like I think the rapid fires considered fast food, but the Blaze pizza ain't. You know, it gets tricky, but those three right there is what I consider fast food as far as pizza goes. But Pizza Hut's going in there as three. Not even gonna hold you. Because of the chicken sandwich, Wendy's.
You're still Wendy's.
Yeah, you said Wendy's. You said McDonald's, huh? Wendy's. You said McDonald's
Wendy's, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A.
Pizza Hut.
And Pizza Hut.
Oh, so I need one more. Ahead of Arby's. I ain't gonna hold you. The Cajun Queen herself, Popeyes.
See, that's where Chick-fil-A's up there for sure. For me, Chick-fil-A's up there for sure. And then, it gets a little shaky for me because McDonald's, it depends on the mood I'm in because of quickness. McDonald's get up there because
and fries, bro.
Yeah, McDonald's you get in and out sometimes. So I think I will put McDonald's up there. That would be two. I was gonna put the black man in me. I was gonna put Popeyes and KFC in the top five. I fuck with KFC. I know a lot of people don't. I fuck with KFC.
You fuck with KFC.
Yeah, but I was in my head. But you didn't say. But when you added pizza places, because I was gonna put Arby's top five. When you added pizza places, they moved. They did move Dale. For me.
I'm just saying, yeah. Just those three, like I said, I consider those fast food pizza as far as fast food goes.
Yeah. Hell, I'll put Domino's. I will, because Domino's is closest to one to me. I put Domino's. They be all right sometimes.
Well, yeah, look, Domino's ahead of Arby's, too.
Yeah, I would put Domino's up there.
I used to work at Pizza Hut, and I know what it takes for them.
Pizza Hut over Domino's.
Pizza Hut is better than Domino's. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, tastes better. Domino's, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. They pizza got better.
Huh?
They pizza got better.
Who, Domino's?
It used to taste like cardboard. They pizza has gotten better.
Domino's pizza and not be cool. Like, that shit's still cardboard. Or at least it used to be the last time I had it.
Little thing.
I done had it this year. It was still cardboard to me.
To me, it's better than it was before. But I also got a Domino's. One is because it's closer, and two because the deal, a little $6.99 deal. I get my son a medium pepperoni.
That's how they be hooking you in.
Yeah, get the medium pepperoni for my son, then I get the chickens. I get me two things of chicken, and I'll be smooth. One for now, one for later. Most time I do it for the pie. One for the pie, one for post pie. Be good to go. But I ain't that big a fan of Pizza Hut. It's just me.
I fuck with Pizza Hut. I do.
Pizza Hut used to. I'm putting Pizza Hut in off of what they used to be when they used to have the buffet, the salad bar. If he hear me, he come in and pay a little, you know, whatever, whatever. When Pizza Hut used to have beer, niggas don't remember that.
Wasn't old enough to drink.
I mean, I wasn't either, but it was better when they had the tap. It was better when they had the tap. That's all I'm saying. I worked at one. We used to put soda in the tap. They'd be like, let me get a beer. No, we don't do that no more, homeboy. And that was the thing. I mean, I was from a small town, but niggas was really going at Pizza Hut asking for beer.
That's wild.
You get what it is. You get it where you get it how you live. That's crazy, though. But if a nigga tried to run out on the bill, like, how did that work? He done came in here and drunk up all these drinks. And you knew he had the money. They don't make you pay first. At least not when you dine in.
Sure.
Oh. That's just me personal.
You sure they don't make you pay first?
Huh?
What?
You sure they don't make you pay first?
Nah, when you dine in, nah, you don't pay first. How can you go in and sit down? How you gonna pay when you done went in, sat down, and ordered?
At Pizza Hut?
At Pizza Hut, yeah. When you done dined in for them to serve you, they don't make you pay.
I know. I've always paid. We are every Pizza Hut that I've been to like.
But look, you gonna go in there, and they gonna give y'all shit in boxes, right? You ain't talking about the shit on the platter.
No, when they bring out the platter, yeah, we pay.
They make y'all pay first? I don't know. It's been a while. I used to work there. We used to make them niggas pay last. I mean, I ain't never rented that situation.
You bring them their bill at the table after they order.
Yeah, after the food comes, then we gonna burn the ticket. I mean, you might want to add some more to it. You might want to get dessert. You know, birthday parties.
Birthday parties.
Favorite thing. Birthday
parties.
I ain't gonna hold you. In my next lifetime, let me be the manager of a Pizza Hut.
Damn.
Hey, free food. I ain't never got to worry about a meal. I ain't never got to worry about a paycheck. Hey, let me be the manager of a motherfucking Pizza Hut. And then you get in there and get to being creative. Look, y'all ain't know Pizza Hut had pasta salad, did you? Yeah, I mean, at least when I worked there, maybe. I was in there making pasta salad.
The buffet did. I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, at the buffet, but I'm saying, like, on the secret menu.
Wow, that's a lot. I
tossed the noodles for you one time. Tossed the noodles, like the fettuccine or the Alfredo, when they make the Alfredo and the marinara. I'm going to get them noodles. I'm going to toss them. I'm going to get you, you know, I'm going to put the Alfredo sauce on, put some ham, put some cheese in there, shake it up again, you feel me? What you like? You want a little veggies in there? I throw a little bell pepper in there, you know, spice it up, you know. I ain't the biggest fan of it. Me personally, I'm going to just do the meat and the cheese and the sauce, leave it at that. But want the bell pepper. they want the chicken and they shit, you feel me? I'm going to fuck with you on the pasta salad, you feel? And put it in the little wing bowl. Y'all done got the wing bowl and shake it up.
The wing bowl. Not the recipe.
Let me be the manager of a pizza. That's all I'm saying.
Bro wants to come. Bro wants to come back as a manager of a Pizza Hut.
Shit, I'm pretty sure Jordan the Stallion got all their recipes. Go on and start your shit up. Turn your kitchen to the Pizza Hut, Mr. Manager.
I'm not even gonna hold. It's some money in that Pizza Hut shit because I went to Yum a month ago, and we stopped at the Pizza Hut. I ain't gonna hold you. That motherfucker personal pan was hot than a bitch, boy. I said, I know we at Yum. I know y'all got the overcharge on it.
Mm-hmm.
But god damn. Yeah. She was happy to charge me $18.
Nigga, taxi. Damn.
They really trying to keep the lights on over there.
They got to, because the team ain't winning. And I'm glad I got to this.
Boy.
What's the coach name? Pat Kelsey, this message is to you. You had all that to say about winning and building a culture. Let me tell you something. I don't know if I speak for all the Louisville fans. I know I speak for me, though. You talking about doing all this building the culture, all this winning you finna be doing? Let you not do some winning this season. You gonna get it worse than Kenny. You gonna get it way worse than Kenny, boy. I ain't gonna hold you, because you got up here doing all this talking. Kenny didn't say shit, because he don't know what he doing. You claim to know what you doing? Let you not get up here and know what you doing. I got something for you. I'm right behind the bench on your ass. And when I say I'm walking down, I'm talking to you. Hey, Pat, do this, do that. They're going to have to escort me out the building at this point, because I'm hollering at you, because you just got up here selling all these Wolf tickets. You better cash out. You better go to the Thornton to get you a quick pick. I'm going to make it my mission to get you up out the paint if you get up here losing. All this shit you was talking.
Damn.
Until you do right by Rick, every nobody time you think about them crumb.
Nobody did wrong by Rick. Nobody did wrong by Rick. Rick was out here cheating on his wife in an Italian restaurant, getting it shut down. His assistant had strippers coming to the dorms. Rick did a bunch of shit. Bro, nobody did wrong by Rick. Rick did wrong by Rick. What are we talking about? That being said, shout out to From My Perspective. You get more takes from that area. Not like that. But you get some sports takes from My Perspective. George, you got anything you want to shout out real quick?
Shout out to Act the Quarterly Podcast, officially out now on most platforms. All platforms.
It's all platforms. I got it together.
Fuck them up. Follow us on Instagram at Act Accordingly Pod. _ Act Accordingly Pod. Tell a friend.
Oh, real quick. You know, shameless plug. Also, shout out Hold Up and Another Thing.
Shameless.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Hold Up and Another Thing. You know what I'm saying? Featuring your boy. Quag's supposed to be coming on soon. I don't know when we can go record that. But Quag's supposed to be on her soon. But yeah.
Hey, with that being said, this has been another episode of The Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast. And you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. But this episode of the podcast was sponsored by Tarjay. And I went on a little Tarjay date the other day. You feel me? It was just me, though. You feel me? It wasn't nothing serious. I had to go spoil myself in there. Next thing you know, they're going to drop
$80. Tarjay's good for that shit.
I don't mind dropping $80 at Tarjay. Look, I did simple math. So I was at Dollar General. I dropped $49. I went to Tarjay and dropped $80. I ain't gonna lie, with the Family Dollar, I dropped $60. I was like, come on now. Like, I'm trying to find the happy medium. Where's Walmart falling into this? Because I'm spending $80 at Tarjay. Am I spending a little less at Walmart? Am I spending a little more?
Depends on how much shit you gotta get.
I mean, it do depend on what you gotta get, but I feel like on each trip I got, generally, you know, it was a shopping trip that I know I needed to make, what I'm saying. But shout out to Tarjay, like, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Take your boo to Tarjay and you take her back there, and what you do is you go back here to the very back in the men's section, where ain't no camera at. And you,
come on,
you just pop her a couple of times, you feel me? When I say pop her, I mean, you know, hit her in the one that winks, not the one that stinks. But I'm your boy, Young Quaggy to the Dream, and I will holler at y'all another day.
This has been your girl, Jers, back at it again. join us for another episode and tell your fucking friends. Even when we do say wild shit up here, we appreciate you listening. Come back and tell somebody. We're not like this all the time.
This nigga fan the one that we know. What? I don't even know where to. Hey, it's your boy, Mr. Bates, bro. What? It's your boy.
Oh my God.
AKA, I don't even know what my AKA is at this point. Bro, what? We gonna catch y'all on the next time. What? All right, yeah, we see y'all later.
Bruh.